I also want to echo Senator Mitchell's comments about the budget team. We had almost 100 hearings in our five subcommittees, hours and hours, both sides of the aisle, really dissecting every single part of the state budget. This budget, to me, is really about the physical and the social infrastructure within our state in California. California, we are now the fifth largest economy in the world. At the same time, we have the largest number of people in poverty. And this budget really tackles both of those issues. We benefit from the booming economy and are able to have reinvested it into education, into K through 12 education, higher education. We also know that we have a homelessness crisis. You only have to walk a few blocks to see how bad it is in the streets of LA, whether or in the streets of San Francisco. $500 million for emergency shelter to all our cities and counties who are on the front line of making sure that we are housing people desperately. I think we also need to have a longer-term plan, a reevaluation of our correction system. We know that's something we've been working on and trying to stem the tide. The governor's been an amazing leader in making sure that only the people who really need to be in the system are in the system, and the people who really have a better path at home being rehabilitated have really seen that. So I just want to thank him personally for that. I think though that's really going to come back the next decade and really be a positive experience for our state, unlike the decades past where we were just throwing everybody in jail. And then just lastly, our physical infrastructure has really not kept pace. This budget really acknowledges much of the deferred maintenance, much of the physical things that we have to do as a state to kind of get everything back on track. And I'm very, very proud on that. This has been a really collaborative effort between the governor and the two bodies of the legislature. And I think it's a great way for this governor to go out when he took over, as well as, you know, my former colleague, Speaker Perez, was there. Huge deficits. We were looking at very devastating cuts that had to be made, and to be able to start there end up here with a $16 billion reserve, I think, is a testament to our state, but also a testament to the leadership of our state.